from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Parkins and Spiegel Show Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
Daniel Van Kirk again. Check out his special Rose Gold. It's out on YouTube today. All right, so you're a scorehead.
A little bit.
But you're a buffoon guy?
Buffoon is the epitome of Chicago radio to me. Like, if we're doing a Mount Olympus, he's just sitting up there crushing it.
It's time for the post-game show with Doug Buffoon and Ed Obradovich.
We are live from 6 Heavenly to Score. Let's go to Donna. Donna on the 355. What do you got to say for yourself? First, let me talk, and then I'm going to hang up and hear your answer. That was garbage out there today. What they did, they couldn't kick a can down a grocery store aisle if it was open until they did it. I've seen parking lot games better than that, okay?
They look totally dug. Every time they come up, they were confused. Now, Mike Martz.
I watched two guys standing outside of a Jules, right? That got clotheslined by Richard Dent in 1996, and those guys got up and played harder than what I saw today, okay? I'm sick of it.
Well, here, Doug, last year, the year before that, the year before that, the year before that, the year before that.
Everybody's talking about who they're going to pick number one. First of all, how do you have 7 rounds? You end up with 4 picks.
It's sad to say, Doug, that everything everything is bad.
I don't care if this guy wears a dress on the field if he wins.
So you're okay with the nails if he paints his nails?
He can paint his nails anything he wants as long as he paints the town red, winning the game. I can't take it anymore, OB.
Doug, how can you say
that? Let's go to the black psychiatrist on line 6.
Hello, gentlemen.
What's up, Buck? That's physicist. I'm sorry.
No problem, Doug.
All right, we are live. Where are we, Majestic? What are we doing right now? Is this a polecat spot? What am I supposed to do for this? 6 Heavenly to Score.
Gentlemen, tired of the nagging, the cold shoulder, and the singles bars?
Heavenly bodies.
Reality, fiction, I have no idea. That was excellent.
Sky point for heavenly bodies.
Oh, always. Again, a thing that I missed.
Yeah, I mean, the score trips. You know, with the perks, as they were a high-end client of the score, to go over to Heavenly Bodies.
It's a shame, man.
Only a 1-drink minimum for us when we'd go over there.
Wow.
That's how big we rolled.
That's really impressive.
That's right.
Daniel Van Kirk.
Boys.
What up, man?
Oh, thanks for having me back.
Of course, man.
You and OB. You and OB together in that
open. I love Ed Obradovich so much. Him just constantly putting the raft back together during those post-game shows, and then Doug would just rip it apart again. And it's like Doug would suck him into his vortex of anger, and then the two of them would just be like iron, sharpening iron, like the end of Rocky. Oh, my God. Rocky IV specifically. Oh, my gosh.
Of course.
So good.
Thank you for clarifying.
Of course. Well, I mean, far be it from me.
Let's get the particulars out there first. Wait, okay. You're at the Lincoln Lodge.
All week.
All
rest
week.
Of this week. I've been there since Tuesday. Doing shows.
Doing shows.
Yeah. Tonight's locals only.
Yeah, all different shows. Every night with a different theme.
I need a new hour, boys. Uncle Danny's got to come up with new material. All right?
So you're prodding yourself? You're stretching?
Tonight, tonight's a locals only show, so you have to start out yourself by telling a story of something that's happened to you in Chicago, a run-in with a possum at a meat market bar, whatever it is.
Perfect.
And then tomorrow night is dorm room comedy, so audience will write down secrets, and then comics will do sets based off a random secret they pull from the audience. And then we're doing the meat market show, late show, which is going to be like a dirty, wild, crazy show. And then a power hour, happy hour show on Saturday. So,
is this your concept to?
Yeah, sort of. I reached out to Lincoln Lodge where I shot my special in November, Rose Gold, out on YouTube right now, and I said, hey, I want to come back to the city this summer and pretend that I get to live in Chicago for a week again. And I wanted, can I jump on shows? And they said, well, what if you just make it like your shows? Well, you know, you can call it a thing, make it like a festival. I go, you guys can do all that work part, but I am totally down if you want to handle it. And Kyle Scanlon over there and Christian Bork over there, they're the best. And they said, let's just do a different show every night. You think of the theme, we'll book it with great local comics. And that's what we've been doing. Deanna Ortiz, Joe Kilgallen, Jonah Jerkins, just great people up and down the list.
So DanielVanKirk.com or obviously you can just
go to
Lincoln.
HubCityComedyWeek.com or LincolnLodge.com.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
You should go check it out.
That's really cool. Joe Kilgallen did a Cubs podcast for a while.
Yeah, and was such a great guy.
Associated with the station for a while. That's really cool. It's kind of like, so you get to curate your own little comedy festival.
Yeah. Sort of. It's really just an excuse for me to get to live here and try to come up with new material to find out if I'm funny three times in a row. So we'll see.
How's that going?
It's a 50-50 shot right now, but we're going to find out.
Do you miss living in Chicago?
All the time. Well, this time, of course. And then I'll take like a week of the winter and most of the fall, but definitely in the summer.
So
this is the best.
Were you in Wisconsin like just this week? You sent us the picture of you winning the meat raffle.
Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, my God, dude. I talk about this in Rose Gold. It's not a lie, folks.
The meat raffles?
No. You can go to Wisconsin and win a meat raffle tonight if you really want to fulfill your dreams.
Is there a trick to winning the meat raffle?
Buy as many tickets or, in this case, wooden paddles as they'll let you buy and then just pray. Just pray that you win room temperature meat. I love it. That's a place called the Long Branch Saloon. Shout out Long Branch Saloon.
Well, if it's room temperature, that means you don't have to wait a long time to cook it.
Not at all. You're halfway there.
Right away.
You're halfway there.
Are these cured sausages?
It runs a gambit. A lot of it doesn't have like any sort of official seal on it, if you will.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Long Branch does it right, dude. It's great. The first one I ever won, I think I talked about this before, was in Partyville, Wisconsin. That was great. You had to go out to a van and pick your meat out from a guy named Gary. I took 5 pounds of walleye out of a Ziploc bag. This is real. So yeah, I've been up in Wisconsin for like the last week.
Wisconsin just speaks to you, man. Something about Wisconsin.
I love it.
You can feel better than those people?
I feel equal, finally. I'm on common ground.
You're Wisconsinate.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm a fib with a silent W. I've spent enough time up there. I've earned it. Yeah. I love it.
So what do you when you live in Chicago for a week, what are you doing?
Oh my gosh.
Like, what's up?
Tonight I think I want to go to Cody's. Cody's great, one of the best dog bars in the entire city. It's up north, right around from Chicago's Pizza, which was my like late night staple pizza spot.
Okay.
So I'll be able to hit that. And then I love Old Town Ale House is my number one.
Oh, it's one of the great places in the country.
It's the absolute best bar.
Yeah, over there on North Avenue, just west of Wells.
Yep.
Right?
Right across from Second City.
And there's like portraits of...
Everybody.
Of everybody.
Yeah.
From
Tim Kazurinsky,
Royko.
Yes.
Mike Royko,
yes.
Ebert. And you feel like, you know, a timeless sense of drunken brilliance.
Yes. There's like... Everything in the bar, from the floors to the walls to the bar itself, is all made out of wood, and it's cash only with a jukebox, and it's just, I could go there for hours and not talk to Michael Shannon. It's wonderful.
He's usually sitting at the edge of the bar not talking to anybody.
It's same for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried once.
You did?
I
tried to talk to him?
Yeah, I tried
once. Never have.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
Wow, this has just been such a pleasure. I'm such a lucky boy. I can't wait to go home.
What did he do to you?
I know, I just, you know, just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Just gave me that.
Yeah.
So we have some mutuals, so I led with the mutuals, thinking, mm-hmm. Oh, there we go. Yeah, I got it. Absolutely nothing.
He knows people, you know people, those people.
That's been established.
that's an amazing end.
Made no impression.
Yeah.
Oh. Made absolutely no impression.
You talked to a guy sitting alone at a bar and got the conversation you would have with a guy sitting alone at a bar. And oftentimes, I'm that guy. So I know what I would be walking into.
Right. There you go. It's just no way. But there's nothing like this town in the summer, man. Everybody in this town jumps on summer with 2 feet. Like, here we go.
Yeah.
We've been waiting. Look what we got now.
It's that first, like, 72-degree day, and you see three times more the people in the city than you have seen in the last 4 months.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember like 2012 or 13 St. Patrick's Day fell on a Saturday and it was 80 degrees? Do you remember that day?
That sounds really
that
dangerous.
That is the greatest Chicago police blotter I've ever read in my life.
I think I do remember, because like the next day on the score, the next Monday or Tuesday, we were just like reading down.
Of course you were.
Yeah.
It was annihilation in this city. So that year was special. But yeah, I mean, when you get out here, people go like, what are you going to do in Chicago? Walk around, find a neighborhood bar, say hi to some people, pet a dog, wave at a cat at
the
a window,
best,
watch some guy change his clothes in broad daylight in front of his picture window, put on his and one shorts and call it a night. That's Chicago.
You're living,
baby.
Man. Yeah. You're living.
And in this moment, like the Bears togetherness that is happening. It's like this entire offseason. Just like people are, especially when the baseball is ass, which it so often has been, like people are just so ready for this Bears season.
Have you guys ever been this excited going into a season in your life? Because it feels like when you get like a super attractive girl's number and then you are now about to go on the date and you still aren't really sure this is going to work out, or how drunk was she when she gave you that number? Yeah. And then when you found out that number was real and now she's like, no, I will meet
I'll
up with
you.
Yeah, I will be at Burwood Tap. And you're like, I'll be there too. And then you're waiting at the bar eating popcorn, trying to seem cool. That's what I feel like going into this season.
You're sure you really do want to come here and meet me? You're positive.
Caleb Williams is the 10. Makes sense. I fall for all these guys though. Like 2019, I was like, Mitch is going to take the jump.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm dumb. I don't know. I believe that.
But that's optimism.
That's optimism.
This feels like
it's
you know she's hot. The first thing is me telling you you're really going to like this girl, and you're like, what if I do? You've seen her.
That's true. Yeah, you know she's
now part. You just got to hope it works out, but you know you should be excited.
That's right. That's a perfect analogy. With Mitch, it was like you met in the dark, you know, in the winter. It was a winter coat. Yeah,
you were on your way out of Berlin.
Exactly.
You were like, who are you?
Yeah, you seem talented, but I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, there was a really nice dress, and then like the car was nice too that she was getting into, and you're like, wow, there could be a lot of good stuff that's going on here.
I bet her dad has a boat. This is going to change my life.
Shane's dated a lake house family. It's a big game changer for him. Yeah,
where in Wisconsin?
It's in Michigan. It's in Michigan.
That's a different style.
It's a little classier.
it does feel a little classier. Yes. Yeah.
What separates the Michigan boat people from the Wisconsin boat people? Meat raffles? Is that the difference?
Meat raffles are key, but also I feel like the Michigan people need the water. There's a lot of people in Wisconsin that don't even know where the water is, and they don't care. And you will have a great time with those people. They're like, there's a hill over there, and you're like, let's go. I was sitting in a bar.
Party on the hill.
I was sitting in a bar last week, and eavesdropping in any bar, but let alone like a Wisconsin bar, and this big Northwoods guy is sitting there, and he is so mad, but everything he's saying is like so nice, but he's so mad. And he was like, I told him, I said, if you keep treating me like this, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to raise my voice, and I might say a curse word, and I'll say a curse word to their face. And then he got really mad about his friend's girlfriend. He goes, I don't care. I'll say it. If I came in here right now, I'd look at her and I'd go, I hate you. And I'm so mad about it. And he kept like skipping over cuss words. I was like, this guy's a gem. But he was seething, while still being like, they don't put a cherry in my old fashioned, and I've been mad about it all day. And I'm gonna say something.
Melted an office space. I'll burn down the building.
Yes, yes.
How much of acquiring material is eavesdropping?
Well, that's good, but the problem with that sometimes is...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
For me at least, I need to be in the experience of it. Do you know what I mean? So, like, I wish I would have.
You're a storyteller.
Yes, I regret myself for not going over and getting into it with that guy about how his, like, what happened and, like, having the conversation with him.
Right.
But yes, one of the, like, mottos in my family is, like, what's that guy doing? And we will always talk anybody up. And I think that's, like, helped me so much. I remember one time I was here waiting for an Uber, and there was a person going through, like, a mental health crisis, right? And then these two kids were, like, yelling at another guy who was mad about the person's mental health crisis. It was all, like, a mess. And these two kids were, like, 16 years old, and they kept mouthing off to the guy. Not the guy having the mental health crisis, but this other guy.
But the guy crapping on the guy having the mental health crisis.
So they're, like, mouthing off on him, right? And he's, like, saying, like, I'm going to smack you kids in the mouth. And then they were like, yeah, do something. But then they, like, kept their distance. And then they walked down. They got in front of, like, the Kimpton Monaco Hotel, which also, like, I think it was a Hard Rock or a Virgin Hotel or whatever.
Yeah, so right there at Wabash and Lake. Yes.
So my Uber stops over there for some reason, which is the direction they went, mouthing off to the guy who was on a bike. And they get down there, and I come running up, and these people come running towards the cops who are now helping the person with the mental health issue. And they're like, there's a man beating up two kids. There's a man beating up two kids. And all these people are freaking out, and these kids are, like, crying. And I don't know why. This is what's wrong with me. I go, everybody relax. These two kids mouthed off to that guy for 10 minutes, and they got everything they were asking for. And then somebody goes, were you egging him to hit you? And the kid's like, we didn't think he would. It's like, you found out.
Yeah, messed around and found out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Radio appropriate, messed around and found out.
So you insert yourself into that.
Oh, I was so glad to have a front row seat for all of that and then be able to go, these kids got what they wanted. Now, was he a jerk? Yes. But did they get in line to get punched? Yes.
God, Daniel Van Kirk is aging really comfortably into Chicago man.
Yes.
It is a dream, my friend.
Chicago man sees things.
I don't know how many uncles have you had that you are slowly morphing towards,
all
my
of
friend.
Them, dude. Any girl I've ever dated, I'm just like, will your dad be my dad for a while? And then I, like, learn from that man. I'm just, like, taking a brick of cream cheese and pouring salsa on it. And I'm like, dinner's up. Eat, kids.
How's Uncle Ken, by the way?
Oh, Uncle Ken's great.
He's the best.
Yeah, I'm taking him. Neither one of us have ever been to a Badgers game. So we're going to Camp Randall in October. I think it's October 6th.
It's so fun.
Purdue at Wisconsin.
I've never been to a game up there either.
Oh, my God.
It's wild, right?
I mean, September, October, like, you know.
The first Saturday in October, I feel like you could get a great day.
You should get a great day.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Fall, Madison. I mean, the campus is on a lake. One of the things I have to say about Madison.
I love Madison.
It's the best.
Yeah.
The student union serves beer.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's like the perfect encapsulation of how cool that campus is.
I remember going through there. We would stop at the Ponderosa. Shout out Ponderosa. Did you guys ever eat at a Ponderosa?
Yes.
Oh, you get a $6 steak and a $12 buffet.
The buffet is what I remember.
Best.
They were upset that
when
I arrived.
When they had noodles.
You got your money's worth.
Yeah, because they would have noodles, raw noodles, and then they'd have marinara. But if you were probably like us, you were like, well, there's a whole thing of cheese sitting right here. But we would go there. I remember being a kid and we were in a Ponderosa, and a guy was wearing a Wisconsin shirt. This is like 1992 or something like that. And it said University of Madison. It said Madison, Wisconsin, a drinking town with a football problem.
Yep.
And that's never left me. That guy did not know he created a core memory that day. It shaped me.
No, I went up by like junior year, senior year of high school, like when you're getting ready to think about, like, where you're going to college and everything, and walking around with some buddies and my dad and walking where some of the, like, the frat houses were. And I didn't end up joining a frat, but I was, like, a little intimidated because they had a beer bong coming out of the third floor attic down the outside of the house they had like drilled a hole in the awning over the entryway to the door. And to get into the frat house, they would bong you a beer from three stories up. And I'm just like, I don't know that I can handle this.
That's nothing but a good time right there. Like, it's just a good time, my friend.
I'm die in college. Oh, man. Madison's a good time.
Yeah. All right, you were saying that you have invented a game. I want to know about it.
Oh, my gosh. This is the first I've ever talked about this publicly.
I'm very excited because I like to invent games. I once invented a game with my son in the swimming pool called the Dart and the Dartiste. He's the dart. I am the dartiste. Yeah. He just lays flat in a dart formation, and I shove him as far as the water will take him. And,
that should be an Olympic
right,
sport.
And I can buy upgrades where he ends up kicking at the end.
That's awesome.
So the dart will upgrade. So anyway, I don't know how much of a future that has, but tell us about Hooter Ball.
Okay.
What is Hooter Ball?
Hooter Ball is only named that because the mini football we have is from Hooters that my buddy Bradford had. It got signed for him on his 21st birthday by every future calendar model who worked there and oil change professional. And
it's a classic double job, by the way.
And it's a ball. And what we do, and if anybody wants to help me develop this, I want to take this to Shark Tank. I really think this is perfect because it combines bags, but with also a little bit of Beersby as well, the Frisbee game where you throw at the balls. Yeah. So you take
it's Frisbee, but you throw it. You throw it
at poles, and there's a bottle on the pole, and then you got to catch it.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little bit.
If you knock the bottle off and you catch it,
yes,
you're good.
Or you
falls.
Catch the Frisbee.
All right. Yeah. So we've got cornhole and Beersby.
Yeah.
Now here's Hooter Ball.
So Hooter Ball, you just take two inner tubes, put them about 35 feet apart. You're going to want to get like some sort, like a cinder block and a rope. That's what we use, or twine or whatever. So they're anchored down. Then you put two guys on opposite sides, right? So
is in the water.
Yeah. So you're in the water. You want to be about thigh depth, right? So let's say it was like me and Shane on one side, you guys on the other.
Sure.
Danny, you and I are partners. Matt and you, Shane, are partners.
Damn right.
One ball. It's round robin. So I would throw and try to put it into the inner tube that's standing between you two guys. Okay.
Okay.
And then after I go, then Danny will go, he throws it back, then Shane will go, and then you go, and you just keep going that way. If you make it into the hole, into the tube, it's 3 points, and you get it back, and you get to go until you miss. If you hit the tube and it bounces up, my partner Danny can tap it in.
Uh-huh.
You can't grab it. He could tap it in.
The cylinder is okay?
What's that?
If he's within the cylinder, like a tap in?
Once it just goes off the...
Okay.
This is international basketball. There's no goaltending.
Yes.
So you just put it back.
Yep.
Thank you.
You at the same time would instantly become defense trying to bat the ball away. You always have to have a drink in your other hand.
It's a one-handed game.
Yes. If somebody makes three in a row, which would be a total of 9 points, everybody has to finish their drink. If at any point, like I throw it down, Danny, you tap it in the fracas of it all, you drop your drink.
Oh boy!
You have to chug one. You play till 11, so there's options to get 1 point to 3 points.
11 p.m.
If we're lucky, dude.
Yeah.
It is so much fun. I'm in a friend group, a group of guys. As you guys, we've all done guys trips. Getting like grown men to do anything, it's a whole lot of like, I don't know if you want to. I mean, we'll think about it. And then later on, be like, how come we didn't go to dinner? It's like, nobody would say. Because no one would say. You guys are like paraplegic cats. You don't want to do anything, and you act like you can't do anything.
That's the difference between the bachelor party and the bachelorette party.
Yes!
Bachelorette party has plans the whole time.
They do stuff. Bachelor party.
Could you imagine?
We're going to go drinking.
If at a bachelor party you asked for more than one group photo, even asking for one is insane, right?
it's ridiculous.
I get jealous of how much like structured and organized, because when you're with your guys, everything happens when you do things. But we're also happy to just sit around and like name middle relievers from the 90s.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is a good time. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Hey, it's 9 p.m. We didn't do anything today.
Right.
How did that happen?
But this game is so much fun. For the last 3-4 years, we've had a bracket style tournament, and we have a huge like 64-ounce Hooters mug that one of us found online. You sign it a la the Stanley Cup with your partner after you've won. It is so much fun.
So you've got repeat incidences of playing this with success. So you're armed with
lazy,
data.
Grown men who don't want to do anything because they're, you know, we get a weekend to just hang out. Let's not do anything. But we do this. It's so much fun. So if anybody wants to help me develop this.
I mean, I think it's pretty developed. I don't know.
Yeah, but
I don't know. How do you monetize
I need I need a good system. I'd like to have a better system for the anchor that holds it down.
I see. Yeah,
and then
right.
maybe like some sort of actual like artwork for it.
I don't know. I think you could just package it. The two inner tubes both come with two cinder blocks and some rope. I think that could work.
Not a bad idea. I think
it's a heavy box.
You know what? I hear everything you said, and for that reason, I'm out. But I
had him. It was so close, man.
See, I would love to. The score is summer game pack. We'll start with the Hooter Ball.
Oh, let's do it, man. Yeah. Score house on the lake. We'll just start playing. That'll be great. Oh, DanielVanKirk.com, Lincoln Lodge. Got shows all week. Want to do another segment?
Of course.
Let's do it. Daniel Van Kirk hanging out.
Yeah, there's a classic Doug Buffone radio moment that I think needs an update because football has changed. Danny, you know football has changed.
Yeah,
so,
it has.
So Daniel's going to modernize Doug for us.
Okay.
Oof. I know.
It feels a little sacrilegious.
Yeah. Well,
I'll do it anyway.
We'll let the listeners judge.
That's true. It's Parkinson's Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.